This episode of SGHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home.
All right, welcome inside the SJHL Insider offices. It's a little bit emptier this week as it's just me, Clark Monroe, taking over for Jeremy Corrigan as it's his first official day off the show. This is my first official show as the host, so we're looking forward to a lot of good things, but we cannot go any further in this episode without giving Jeremy Corrigan one more big old thank you for all of his hard work on this show and SJHL Weekly and everything else in between. Jeremy Corrigan, the last couple years, his work ethic and the time that he put into this job are something that me and Jamie Neugebauer, who's just sitting on the other side of the camera, he's in this office as well, and he'll be joining me on this show in due time. But for tonight, for today, we're just going to do our best to fill Jeremy Corrigan's shoes, of course, the combo of us, wish Jeremy all the best, and can't say how excited I am for him in his new opportunity that he has gotten. Today on the show, we have a lot to get into. From the start of the week in the SJHL, a couple of really important game days, plus two. We only usually have one guest on the show. We have two special guests on the show this week, including Alex Schweitzer from Sask Energy. We're talking about the Goals for Kids Sport campaign. And on that topic, Spencer Bell from the Humboldt Broncos will also be joining us later in the show, as he was the scorer of the all-important 1,000th home goal for the Sask Energy Goals for Kids Sport campaign this year. So we'll get to talk to both of those people today. Very excited about that. So stay tuned later in the show. We have to thank our sponsors before we go too much farther. Of course, this show and all of our shows are presented by UPL, huge sponsors and partners of this great league. So thank you to UPL. Also, Borgo, Canterra Seeds, Capital Auto Mall, Chevrolet, Great Western, Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association. Say that 20 times fast. Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL again, thank you. Sask Energy, SGEU, and SGI. Thank you to all those sponsors, of course. Without them, we wouldn't be here. Straight up. But without Jeremy here, he usually leads me into this next part, but I'm going to have to do it myself. So it's time for the hat trick. Thankfully, that's usually my part anyways, and I'm used to saying that. So let's get into it. Topic number one, of course, we're going to have a look back at the last couple of days of games. So let's have a look at Tuesday's scores first. Obviously, Melville with a really, really crucial 1-0 win, a shutout win over the Kindersley Clippers. William Dyke had a big game shutout for him. And Yorkton sneaking past the Notre Dame Hounds 5-4. To cap off that, and I'll get into that a little bit later, because Yorkton then again on Wednesday, they beat the Kindersley Clippers in overtime 4-3. Weyburn beat Nipawin 5-4 again in overtime in a very important matchup between those two teams, and we'll get into that in a sec. And the Melfort Mustangs had a huge third period to take a 7-4 win over the Estevan Bruins. And there's a little interesting tidbit about that game as well, we'll get into. And of course, all of our lookbacks are brought to you by Sask Lotteries. So I'll just quickly dive into a few of these topics and headlines from these games in the last couple of days in the SJHL. Of course, we go back to the Melville game, 1-0 against Kindersley. William Dyke, a 26-save performance, second shutout of the month of February. And he turned away 15 shots, I should say, in the third period. So a huge clutch performance there from William Dyke. We may or may not be hearing from him in the awards coming up, the Player of the Month awards coming up very soon. Just a little hint, maybe a little bit of a teaser. So stay tuned for that. But the win also at the time gave Melville a 3-point cushion over Kindersley, which Kindersley later did chip away on that Wednesday game I mentioned. They got that point in overtime against Yorkton. So more on that in a sec. But Joel Maben, of course, with the lone goal in that game in the first period, and there wasn't another one scored the rest of the way. It was a defensive masterclass between Melville and Kindersley on Tuesday night. Going into that second game on Tuesday, Yorkton with the 5-4 win over Notre Dame in regulation. I say in regulation because, I guess Notre Dame didn't really need the point. They have been eliminated from the playoffs. But Yorkton getting those crucial 2 points as they are Every point matters for Yorkton right now as they are battling for that eighth and final playoff spot, and they're getting closer, and this win helped. They had a huge start to the week, obviously, again, picking up 4 points between Tuesday and Wednesday night. 3 assists from Jerron Denwaye and a couple points each from Anthony McIntosh, Anthony Domina, and Jeff Hammond on Tuesday night. And then another huge win on Wednesday against Kindersley. Again, they are technically chasing Kindersley for a playoff spot. Not necessarily directly. They need to get past Weyburn first. But this win against Kindersley actually pushed them up and over the Nipawin Hawks for ninth in the standings. Dustin Renas with a goal and an assist in that one. So Yorkton now sits just 4 points back of Weyburn for that eighth and final playoff spot. So again, a big start to the week for them. However, Weyburn still does have 3 games in hand. So the margin of error continues to shrink, even regardless of the wins for the Yorkton Terriers. And on Wednesday, again, 3 games, that big win for Weyburn over Nipawin in overtime. So Nipawin does pick up a point, which helps them a little bit as they continue to fight and scratch for that last playoff spot. But Weyburn getting the win gives them a bit of a cushion as well for that last spot. It's one of the most intense races across the SJHL in terms of playoffs right now, that Weyburn, Yorkton, and Nipawin kind of battle back and forth as each point for those guys matters so much right now. But the win does give Weyburn a little bit more of a cushion against a team that is chasing them, of course. So they do pick up an extra point over the Nipawin Hawks in terms of the standings. Max Minette scored the overtime winner for the Wings, who also got a goal and assist from Jackson Ruthven, and a 2-assist night again from Tyler Teasdale as well. Great season from Tyler Teasdale so far. Nipawin's Finley Radloff had a 3-point night, and Eric Hoynes chipped in a couple of goals as well in the loss there. And then again, that Melfort Estevan game, it was 3-3 going into the third period. Melfort scored to make it 4-3. Estevan scored to tie it back up 4-4, and then Melfort just chipped in a couple of late ones. A really interesting tidbit, as I mentioned earlier, goaltender Jackson Miller for the Estevan Bruins actually got pulled 33 seconds into the game after the first shot of the game. And youngster Wyatt Bouvier jumped in and got 16 saves in his first taste of SJHL action. So something to keep an eye on there. Not entirely sure the story behind that one, but I'm sure we'll hear more about it maybe on SJHL Weekly. A hint, hint, Noogsy. Who's, again, on the other side of the room here. We'll have to dive in and figure out what went on there. Aiden Hutchinson, though, wow, massive 4-goal and 6-point night, while Clay Sliva notched 5 points of his own. He had a goal and 4 assists. So huge nights from that line. And that line is just humming right now. Since the acquisition of Clay Sliva, and since everybody's been healthy on that team, as much as possible anyways, Aiden Hutchinson and Clay Sliva, whoa, they are a couple of dynamic duo. They are a dynamic duo for the Melfort Mustangs. And again, keep an eye out for their names coming up. Again, hint, hint, nudge, nudge. But let's get into topic two now. So let's bring up those standings, guys, and see how it all breaks down. So as you can see, Flin Flon has now clinched the Sherwood Division title. So congratulations to the Flin Flon Bombers as they are able to finally mathematically clinch that division. And they have a 14-point lead now at the top of the standings above the Battleford's North Stars. So they are officially, if my math is correct, going to finish in first place in the SJHL. So congratulations to Flin Flon. I know that's not their goal, though. They are not resting as that with that as their final goal that they're reaching for. They want to get a lot farther than that, of course. But then you get that battle for second place. Battleford's Melfort Humboldt, 2 points between the three of those teams. And it's going to come down to the wire. I think they play each other a couple of times each throughout the rest of the season. They all have 6 games remaining. So again, they're going to want to get as high in the standings as they possibly can, because every potential percentage of home ice advantage matters at this point in the season. So I know that they want to, all three of those teams want to finish in second place, and they're not going to rest until they get there, or they don't. We'll see what happens. But the battle for second, like I said, just 2 points between those three teams. Then you have the battle for fifth place, which also continues to rage on, with Kindersley now just edging out Estevan to take sole possession of sixth place. Estevan does have a couple of games in hand, but they have sole possession now. They were tied before, but they did get that overtime point against Yorkton, and Melville still has games in hand as well on both of those teams. And they have that couple of points for a cushion as well now, with 2 points over Kindersley, 3 over Estevan. And Weyburn sneaking closer to Estevan even, with 2 games in hand on Estevan. So they might not even, you know, we could talk a lot about Weyburn having that eighth and final playoff spot. I don't know if their sights aren't a little bit higher. Like, they're only 3 points back at Kindersley at this point for sixth. So, you know, the Weyburn Red Wings, Cody Mapes and company, have sights higher than just getting the eighth and final playoff spot. I think they want to go a little bit higher. Yorkton did creep closer to Weyburn this week already for that eighth spot as they leapfrog Nipawin. Again, Weyburn did get 2 points, as I mentioned, so they are holding that spot for now. And by my math, and I just kind of confirmed this with Jamie Neugebauer before the show, the LaRonge Ice Wolves have now officially been mathematically eliminated from the playoff race, as they only have 6 games remaining, so they can get a max of 12 points, and they are 13 points behind Weyburn now for that last spot. So technically, mathematically, they can now be the spoilers that the Notre Dame Hounds have been, and shout out to the Notre Dame Hounds. They have been spoilers over the last couple of weeks here, beating some teams that needed points, and Notre Dame not letting them have them. So LaRonge, and knowing head coach Kevin Kaminsky, they will not be laying down for anyone, especially this weekend, and we'll get to that later, but they have a couple of big games against the Weyburn Red Wings this weekend. So I can imagine only that the intensity with those games will be quite high. So finally, for topic three, just a quick word about the Kidsport Cup and Sask Energy's Goal for Kidsport campaign, because the final goal was scored this past weekend, like I mentioned. Again, it was Spencer Bell of the Humble Broncos, bringing another $20,000 from Sask Energy to Kidsport chapters across the province of Saskatchewan. Unbelievable campaign. It's been going on for 10 seasons now. Again, Spencer Bell scored the goal. But before we get to Spencer, let's go to the video chat now and talk with Alex Schweitzer from Sask Energy. All right, well, I'm excited to be joined today by the Supervisor of Community Engagement for Sask Energy, Alex Schweitzer, to wrap up the Goals for Kidsport campaign. Alex, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me here today, Clark.
Yeah, it's my first official interview, so this is a big moment for the show here, and I'm excited that you're here to join me, because this is a very exciting campaign every single year. The league obviously gets very much behind this, and the communities all get very much behind this as well, and it's the 10th season that this has been going on now, the Goals for Kidsport campaign, and Alex, the season has flown by. We've already hit the 1,000th goal. It's exciting. But overall, can I just get your thoughts on how the program went across the board this year?
Yeah, I agree completely. I cannot believe we're heading into March tomorrow and that we're coming to the end. But yeah, it's been a really great season. We had a lot of great game nights throughout the whole year. We just had our last one last night, which again is hard to believe. Raised a lot of money for Kidsport. An exciting 10th year. Lots of great, the Volunteer Champion Awards, the network member participation. Really excited to wrap up the year with these kind of nice, fun Kidsport Cup and the 1,000th goal score presentations coming up. And yeah, lots to celebrate.
Yeah, so although it is technically wrapped up, it is not done yet. You still have some presentations to do. The Battlefords North Stars have once again won the Kidsport Cup with the most home goals scored this year. Can you kind of elaborate on the dominance that Battlefords has kind of shown over the last several years?
Yeah, I actually have this wonderful trophy right here in my office, which is exciting. And I was just taking a look back at the Kidsport Cup, and 5 out of the 10 years has been the Battlefords. So I think that reflects their showing in the league. Based on my understanding, they're a strong team and seem to be scoring a lot of goals. And honestly, that's great because they're helping Kidsport. So as you know, the program, every home goal scored by the SJHL teams, $20 is donated by Sask Energy to Kidsport. So kudos to Battlefords for scoring all those home goals. And yeah, so we'll be putting their name on the trophy again, and we're going to be presenting it to them in a couple weeks here. So that's really exciting.
Yes, I can confirm that Battlefords does enjoy scoring goals at home. They've done it quite a lot over the last decade. So very worthy winners of that. So Alex, this year's 1,000th goal, say that 10 times fast, was scored by Humble Broncos forward Spencer Bell, and he just so happens to lead the entire league in goals. So it's kind of a fitting guy to do it. I know there was a couple of bets that were won in the office here of who would score the goal, given the fact that he is the leading goal scorer, and he was playing the night that was kind of the night that was going to happen. So I think Commissioner Kyle, not going to call him out too much, but I think he was maybe on the board for that one. But can you just, again, elaborate the impact of the program and kind of what each goal means, not only for Sask Energy, but for Kidsport as well?
For sure. The whole program is set up around, you know, trying to have a fun vibe around helping kids get involved in sport. And each goal is just more funding that we're providing to kids for to get those kids involved in sport. We say this every time, and I'm a strong believer in the benefit of sport for kids. And I just love this program for that. Getting those kids involved in all of those SJHL communities throughout the province is just amazing, wonderful. We're helping create future leaders and great citizens for our province through scoring home goals and hockey. Like, what a great fit, what a great program, a lot of fun. And I was just going to show you the special medal that's going to be presented to Spencer coming up. I believe we're doing that one next week. So another fun presentation that we're going to be doing along with the Kids Sport Cup. So
awesome. And we will be talking to Spencer next. So I'll actually tell him that he's got a medal coming, because I'm sure he'll love to see it.
Well, awesome.
So now that we've hit the 1,000th goal this season, and given now that it is the 10th season, how much money overall has been raised? And, like, I guess my second part of that question is, again, where does that money kind of get filtered in with Kids Sport Saskatchewan?
Yeah. So in the 10 years of the program, we've raised over $250,000 for KidSport. So again, incredibly proud of that and super thankful to the SJHL. You guys have been a great partner to help facilitate this program. We wouldn't be able to do it without you, with access to the hockey teams and the great fan network and people that follow you guys and are providing support to KidSport through the program. So thank you for that. The funds are stay in the home communities where the goals are scored. So there's KidSport chapters. I believe there's 42 chapters across the province and in each of the communities, the SJHL communities. So the funds that are raised stay right there. So it's really great that we're able to spread those funds throughout the province and connect through the SJHL to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so cool that those players that are scoring those goals at home are directly impacting their communities, even if they don't really realize it, all season long, which is such a cool kind of aspect of this whole thing. But all season long, you guys were in the communities, in the rinks, having your special game nights. What kind of stuff did you guys bring to the rinks this year to kind of give the fans a great experience during your game nights?
The game nights are a super fun part of the program. You've seen them, you're familiar with them, but yeah, we do puck tosses, raffles, all kinds of giveaways for kids. We have these fun, I also have it here, pucks that we give away at the games to kids. But my favorite part of the game nights is recognizing the volunteer champions. So at every game night, we work with the teams to acknowledge amazing volunteers that are associated with the SJHL teams. That's a big component of this program for us as well. The KidSport organization runs on volunteers. You guys use volunteers, were the champion of volunteers and have been for a really long time. So those game nights are a really great chance for us to celebrate a number of things and have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, my future co-host of this show and co-worker, Jamie Neugebauer, won the Volunteer of the Year for Notre Dame recently at the game in Wilcox. So a little bit of a shout-out to Jamie on that one. So finally, Alex, next year is going to be the 11th year of this campaign. I'm already excited and looking forward to how that one's going to go. But do you have any exciting teasers or plans that you can give out for next year, or is it kind of under wraps for right now?
It's under wraps right now. All I'll say is that we are going to be celebrating some pretty exciting stuff in the next couple of years related to our volunteerism at Sask Energy. So I'll just say stay tuned for that.
Perfect. Well, Alex, thank you so much and congratulations on another successful Sask Energy Goals for Kids Sport campaign. And again, can't wait to get it all started up again next year, and I'll chat with you then.
You bet. Thanks so much, Clark.
All right, and we will keep the show moving along and go right into our next conversation. Of course, we are joined now by Humble Broncos forward Spencer Bell. He's a leading goal scorer in the SJHL. Spencer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Spencer, over the weekend, you know, in your game against the LaRonge Ice Wolves in the second period, for you, it probably just felt like a random goal, although it did give your team the lead, and it was the eventual game winner, of course, in that game. But it was actually the 1,000th goal scored by a home team this season, which for the Sask Energy Goals for Kids Sport campaign means that it is officially $20,000 now donated this season by Sask Energy to Kids Sport. So you were the 1,000th goal scorer, so congratulations on that. And secondly, did you have any idea at the time that that was even on the line or happening?
Well, first, thank you. Thank you very much. And no, I had no idea. Honestly, just like you said, felt just like another goal. And no, I'm glad, though, that it happened and that we ended up reaching a limit that we were going for, because sports nowadays are not cheap. And it's great that we can put some money into people's pockets and help them out with sports.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember last year, Carson Dobson of the Nipawin Hawks was the one that scored the 1,000th goal. And we asked him the same question. He's like, no, I had no idea. So don't feel bad. Yeah, it's kind of a random thing because, exactly. You know, going into the night, I think that the league needed, I think, like 16 goals or something. So it was like a random number and you just happened to score the right one at the right time. So you're going to be getting a medal. You're going to be getting a presentation. So stay tuned for that. So that's coming up for you. But like you kind of just mentioned, given the community in Humboldt, especially with the team's history, Spencer, I don't need to tell you about the team's history, but how much does it mean for you and your teammates to give back to the community like that, and also just throughout the season get involved in stuff around Humboldt?
We love the city we play in. We love all our fans, and we have nothing but respect for them. It feels awesome, and I'm glad that I get to give back to Humboldt in some sort of way.
Absolutely. So Spencer, just now going back onto the ice here a little bit, you were acquired by the Broncos last December, midway through the year. So what do you recall about the trade at the time, given that you're a Warman kid? So you're coming back to your home province in a place like Humboldt for the Broncos and a coach like Scott Barney as well. So do you remember kind of the trade and how you were feeling at the time?
Yeah, no, obviously I was excited to come to Humboldt. The closest place I can play that is closest to Warman where I live. And I was super excited to see kind of what a new team bring, what the environment was like, and it did nothing but meet expectations and go above expectations.
So since that day, you've played 75 games in the SJHL, regular season games, of course, 50 goals and 41 assists for 91 points. So what makes Humboldt and the Broncos such a good fit for Spencer Bell offensively?
Just the whole team, my teammates, coaches, Barnes, Hanny have been awesome. And just some opportunity, you know, I feel like this opportunity, I've taken advantage of it, obviously. And I'm excited and just thankful for everything that has happened to me. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I've always said junior A hockey is always about guys getting opportunities and thriving with it. And Spencer, you're a great example of that. And I know it's junior hockey, so lines change all the time with injuries, or just in general, lines change all the time. But lately, you've kind of been playing a little bit with Travis Bryson and Cage Newens. So what about them make them good line mates, and what makes you guys click so well together?
Well, they're obviously two great players. Newens, he just works hard. He's got a hell of a shot. He can rip the puck, and Bryson is big body. He can find you. He'll give you the puck, and he can protect the puck very well.
Yeah, absolutely. And those guys have put up big seasons themselves. And because of that, you guys have been kind of at the top of the standings for a lot of the year, you know, a good portion of the season at least. And with playoffs fast approaching, what has been your team's like mindset, I guess, going into this home stretch last couple weeks and then going into these last six games of the year for you guys?
Well, these last four games, we've just been trying to play them like a playoff game and just work hard, have good habits, and just try and not let anything bad leak into our game coming obviously into the playoffs here in the next six games.
Yeah, for sure. You guys have one of the hardest schedules actually remaining over the next six games. You know, Battleford's a couple times, I think Estevan's in there, Flin Flon to end it off. And just so happens that the two guys chasing you right now in the goals leaderboard, Justin Lees and Carter Anderson. So those last two games, Spencer, could have a lot of impact in that goals leaderboard. So when it comes to on the ice for you as a player, are you a trash talker, or do you kind of let your game do the talking? Because those last two games, there could be a lot on the line.
No, I like to kind of keep my mouth to myself. I just kind of try and let my work display what I got and work hard and let my play show.
Absolutely. So 40 goals on the season so far, Spencer. Obviously, like I said, that's not a small feat. It hasn't been done a lot in the SJHL in the last little while. Obviously, you know, last year, your other Bell, not family member, but Kian Bell had a huge year last year. There was a couple guys who had some nice years. But what does it mean for you? Like, we talked about it earlier, getting the opportunity. What does it mean for you to see those numbers beside your name? And again, as a Saskatchewan boy, close to your hometown, putting up these numbers, what kind of opportunity have you been given here in Humboldt, and how great has that been for you?
It's been awesome. Again, I'm just super thankful for all of it. I thank my billets, my family, everybody who's been, my coaches, teammates, everybody who's helped me along the way. It's been awesome. And I'm proud, and just try and wear it with honor and be humble about it.
So lately, you know, yourself included, but we've seen a lot of kids coming out of that Warman hockey system. And it's a booming hockey market in Warman. What is it about Warman that has produced so many quality kids across the SJHL, including yourself?
Honestly, I'm not too sure. I think we got some hard workers in that town. We got more people who are kind of coming into the city that are helping out with off-ice training and on-ice training. So if you're participating in those and working hard, I think we've just gotten some good results, obviously, out of it.
Yeah, some great players coming out of that and continue to come out of that market.
Yes, 100%.
I guess going back a couple of months now, thinking back to the SJHL showcase, again, in your hometown, how cool was it to get to play again in your hometown in front of some friends or some family? How was that for you?
It was awesome. I had pretty good crowds for both of the games that we played there. And it was just, I haven't played there in 4 or 5 years. It was weird. It felt just like being back in my first year midget playing AA and just like back at home almost. It was awesome. I loved it.
Absolutely. Well, Spencer, I'm not going to keep you too much longer. So again, thank you for joining me today, and congrats again. And I look forward to your presentation of your medal for your 1000th goal coming up here. So stay tuned for that. But again, great season so far. Continued luck the rest of the way and into the playoffs as well.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
All right, a great couple of chats there with Alex and Spencer, of course. Thank you to both of those guys for jumping on with us and covering, again, the Goals for Kids Sport campaign. Always a good time. Let's have a look at the upcoming games, because there is 9 games coming up this weekend, 5 on Friday, 4 on Saturday. So let's have a look at Friday now. Of course, a big one, Yorkton at Nipawin. That's going to be a big one. Those two are fighting for that last playoff spot, and every point does matter a ton. So an overtime game here would be chaos in this one. Kindersley is against Melville, and of course, 5th place is on the line for that one. Kindersley wants to catch Melville in the standings. Estevan at Flin Flon. Every time these two teams meet up, it's always chaos. Looking forward to a good one up at the Whitney Forum. Weyburn, of course, against LaRange. And as I mentioned earlier, LaRange is officially eliminated from the playoff run, but these are spoiler points now for LaRange, and Weyburn cannot afford to give up these points, so that's a big one. And Melfort against Battlefords, again, 2nd place is on the line with that one, so a big one there. Let's look at Saturday now. 4 more games on Saturday. Kindersley against Yorkton, and again, Yorkton needs these 2 points as they continue to battle for playoff positioning. Estevan again at Flin Flon, so another one in the back-to-back series there. Up at the Whitney Forum, I can't imagine that it's going to be any less animosity in that one compared to the Friday night game, so that should be good. Weyburn again against LaRange, again, another back-to-back scenario, spoiler points there, and again, another back-to-back. Melfort faces Battlefords again on Saturday night, so a lot of big games, and at this point in the show, usually, when Jeremy's here with me over the last couple of years, we usually go into what we think are the games of the week. So for me, my choice has to be the Yorkton-Nipawin game on Friday night, because that one has basically everything riding on it in terms of if either of those teams want a chance to fight for that 8th playoff spot. Those 2 points are crucial. They are necessary. So that one, to me, I think has the most on the line. But if you look at even the Estevan and Flin Flon series, the back-to-back that they have going on up at the Whitney Forum, always a good one. I mean, those two teams never fail to entertain. So That would be my second choice if I had to say it. But my first choice, again, is that Nipawin-Yorkton game on Friday night. But make sure that you're following all the social media channels throughout the platforms that we have going on here, of course, on Facebook, Twitter, or X, I guess, Instagram, TikTok, as well as here on YouTube, and all of our podcast platforms as well, where you are either listening to this probably right now or over on the YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. And again, one more thank you to our sponsors. Again, our show is presented by UPL, so big thank you to UPL. Borgo, Canterra Seeds, Capital Auto Mall, Chevrolet, Great Western, Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGEU, and SGI. I was struggling through a bit of a coughing fit through this show, so apologies if you noticed. I did my best to struggle through, so I'm hoping that it didn't come through that badly and I was able to get through the show. This was my first official show as host of the show. If you missed that announcement, which we've kind of been talking about it over the course of the last couple weeks on these shows, but myself and Jamie Neugebauer are taking over for Jeremy Corgan. There is an article up about that on sjhl.ca, so go to the website and check that out if you're interested in hearing more about myself or Jamie or whatever. Or, you know what, reach out to us, ask us some questions. I'm sure that myself and Jamie would be happy to chat with anyone across the SJHL about this new look media team that we have going on. We're not going to change too much. We're just going to try to maintain the excellent standard again that Jeremy Corgan brought on. And I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be here excuse me, with you all as we continue to connect with people in the SJHL and cover this amazing playoff race that has been going on and will be going on with myself, Jamie, and Rory, of course, as well throughout the playoffs. So I can't wait. Thank you all for tuning in today and helping this show and other shows grow. And until next time, make sure you guys get out to the rink. There's some great hockey going on this weekend. And if you can't, get that Flow Hockey subscription because these games are essentially can't miss. They are must watch. So get out to the rinks. Support those teams, as I say every single week. Support those teams, get those tickets, buy those concession stand food items that you all want and love. Great rink burgers around this league. We've been saying it for a long time. Anyways, there are 9 important games this weekend. So get out there and enjoy the hockey, everyone. I'll see you next time.
This episode of SJHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home.